The Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Nil obstat, T.L. Spaulding, imprimatur, P.A. Fium. Copyright 1885. A commendatory letter. The University of Notre Dame. My dear Father Cox, I have read very carefully the advance sheets of the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, and I am sure that your work will be useful to the catechist and the priest. Too much importance cannot be given to the scriptural texts upon which are based the principles of our holy religion, and the sooner children are made familiar with the passages of Scripture that have a direct bearing on the question they're studying, the more interested will they become in their catechism lessons. There is need of such a work, and its usefulness to priests and people cannot be overestimated. I hope your book will have a large circulation among those to whom is entrusted the important work of instilling into the minds of the young the true principles of Catholic teaching. Sincerely yours, A. Morrissey. A Preface. This book is divided into 37 lessons, 421 questions, numbered and ordered according to the lessons and questions of the Baltimore Catechism. It is an attempt to put in a comprehensive yet concise form the scriptural proofs of Catholic doctrine, and is the result of much painstaking research. The text of the Catechism is introduced without abridgment. The Bible text used in this compilation is that of Potter's Approved Standard Douay Edition. In itself, this book is a thesis proving how ample is the scriptural basis of Catholic belief. The work is given to the public with the hope that it may be of very great value, not only to catechumens and converts and those outside of the fold who desire to see the scriptural support of the old faith, but also to all students and teachers of Catholic doctrine, especially to priests, seminarians, and catechists who have taken to heart the words of St. Paul, "Carefully study to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." On the Feast of the Holy Name, signed Thomas E. Cox. The Biblical Treasury of the Catechism. Lesson First, On the End of Man. Who made the world? God made the world. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. From Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. God made the world and all things therein. From Acts 17, verse 24. He that created all things is God. From Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 4. The world was framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11, verse 3. He that liveth forever createth all things together. From Ecclesiasticus, chapter 18, verse 1. Of him, and by him, and in him are all things. From Romans, chapter 11, verse 36. The world was made by him. From John, chapter 1, verse 10. For he spoke, and they were made. He commanded, and they were created. From Psalms, chapter 32, verse 9. All things that are under heaven are mine. From Job, chapter 41, verse 2. For the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Psalms 94, verse 5. For he made the little and the great, and he hath equally care of all. From Wisdom, chapter 6, verse 8. How terrible are thy works, O Lord! From Psalms, chapter 65, verse 3. Come and see the works of God. From Psalm 65, verse 5. For I will behold thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast founded. From Psalms, chapter 8, verse 4. The first author of beauty made all those things. From Wisdom, chapter 13, verse 3. Who is God? God is the creator of heaven and earth and of all things. Thou hast made heaven and earth. From Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 16. I am the Lord that make all things, that alone stretch out the heavens, that establish the earth. Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth. From Judith, chapter 13, verse 24. The living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all things that are in them. Acts, chapter 14, verse 14, and chapter 17, verse 24. Seeing it is he who giveth to all life and breath, and all things, and hath made of one all mankind, to dwell upon the whole face of the earth. Acts, chapter 17, verse 25 and 26. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. From John, chapter 1, verse 3. Thou hast made the morning light and the sun. Thou hast made all the borders of the earth. From Psalms, chapter 73, verse 16 and 17. The heavens show forth the glory of God, and the firmament declareth the work of his hands. From Psalms 18, verse 2. Blessed be Abram by the Most High God, who created heaven and earth. From Genesis, chapter 14, verse 19. O Lord God of our fathers, thou art God in heaven, and rulest over all the kingdoms and nations. In thy hand is strength and power, and no one can resist thee. Second Paralipomenon, chapter 20, verse 6. The Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Josue chapter 2, verse 11. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. From Psalms, chapter 13, verse 1, and 52, verse 1. You shall seek me, and you shall find me, when you shall seek me with all your heart. From Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega. From Apocalypse, chapter 1, verse 8, Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 4, and 44, verse 6, and 48, verse 12, and Apocalypse, chapter 21, verse 6, and 22, verse 13. I am who am. From Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14. He that created all things is God. From Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 4. What is man? Man is a creature composed of body and soul, and made to the image and likeness of God. Let us make man to our image and likeness. From Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. And God created man to his own image. Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27. Man was made to the image of God. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. And the Lord God formed man of the slime of the earth, and breathed into his face the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. In the day that God created man, he made him to the likeness of God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. God created man upon the earth. Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 32. God created man of the earth and made him after his own image. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 17, verse 1. The Spirit of God made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. Job, chapter 33, verse 4. I made the earth, and I created man upon it. From Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 12. All men are from the ground and out of the earth, from whence Adam was created. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 10. All men are earth and ashes. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 31. Dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return. From Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, and Job chapter 10, verse 9. The dust return into its earth, and the spirit return to God who gave it. From Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. For God created man incorruptible, and to the image of his own likeness he made him. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 23. Fear ye not them that kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul. From Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. The body without the spirit is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. And I was a witty child, and had received a good soul. Wisdom chapter 8, verse 19. And whereas I was more good, I came to a body undefiled. Wisdom chapter 8, verse 20. Know you not that your members are the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, and chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Is this likeness in the body or in the soul? This likeness is chiefly in the soul. God is a spirit. From John chapter 4, verse 24. Let us make man to our image. This chapter 1, verse 26. Man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. How is the soul like to God? The soul is like God because it is a spirit that will never die, and has understanding and free will. Man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. For God created man incorruptible. From Wisdom chapter 2, verse 23. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. For thou remainest forever, and shall we perish everlastingly? Baruch chapter 3, verse 3. Fear ye not them that kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. He created in them the science of the spirit. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 6. He filled them with the knowledge of understanding. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 5. And putting on the new, him who is renewed unto knowledge, according to the image of him that created him. The Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Consider that I have set before thee this day life and good, and on the other hand death and evil. Choose therefore life. From Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 19. God made man from the beginning, and left him in the hand of his own counsel. From Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 14. Before man is life and death, good and evil. That which he shall choose shall be given him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 18. He that could have transgressed, and hath not transgressed, and could do evil things, and hath not done them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verse 10. Why did God make you? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him forever in the next. I have created him for my glory. From Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. The Lord hath made all things for himself. from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4, that they might praise the name which he hath sanctified, and glory in his wondrous acts, that they might declare the glorious things of his works. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 8. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. From Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. Fear the Lord, and give him honor, and adore ye him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. From Apocalypse chapter 14, verse 7. Bless ye the God of heaven, give glory to him in the sight of all that live. Tobias chapter 12, verse 6. Thou art worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because thou hast created all things, and for thy will they were and have been created. Apocalypse chapter 4, verse 11. I count all things to be but loss for the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. From Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Just Father, the world hath not known thee. From John chapter 17, verse 25. Why then do the wicked live, who have said to God, Depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways? From Job chapter 21, verse 7 and 14. Give praise to our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, little and great. Apocalypse chapter 19, verse 5. Whom having not seen, you love, in whom also now, though you see him not, you believe, and believing shall rejoice with joy unspeakable and glorified. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Hath not the Lord made the saints to declare all his wonderful works, which the Lord Almighty hath firmly settled to be established for his glory? Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 17. For by the greatness of the beauty and of the creature, the creator of them may be seen, so as to be known thereby. Wisdom chapter 13, verse 5. But all men are vain, in whom there is not the knowledge of God, and who by these good things that are seen could not understand him, that is, neither by attending to the works have acknowledged who was the workman. Wisdom chapter 13, verse 1. Because they have not understood the works of the Lord and the operations of his hands, thou shalt destroy them and shalt not build them up. Psalms chapter 27, verse 5. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever else you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Give me understanding, and I will learn thy commandments. Psalms 118, verse 73. They should seek God, if happily they may feel after him or find him. From Acts 17, verse 27. And the Lord God took man, and put him into the paradise of pleasure, to dress it and to keep it. From Genesis, chapter 2, verse 15. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but that thou fear the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and love him, and serve the Lord thy God? Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12. This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John, chapter 17, verse 3. Of which must we take more care, our soul or our body? We must take more care of our soul than of our body. What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, Mark chapter 8, verse 36, Luke chapter 9, verse 25. Be not afraid of them who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. He that will save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, Luke 17, verse 33, John chapter 12, verse 25. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. John chapter 6, verse 64. For the corruptible body is a load upon the soul, and the earthly habitation presseth down the mind that museth upon many things. Wisdom, chapter 9, verse 15. Oh, that they would be wise and would understand and would provide for their last end. Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 29. Why must we take more care of our soul than of our body? We must take more care of our soul than of our body, because in losing our soul, we lose God and everlasting happiness. What exchange shall a man give for his soul? Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, Mark chapter 8, verse 37. One thing is necessary. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Keep thyself therefore and thy soul carefully. Forget not the words that thy eyes have seen, and let them not go out of thy heart all the days of thy life. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Wherefore, brethren, labor the more that by good works you may make sure your calling and election. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. What must we do to save our souls? To save our souls, we must worship God by faith, hope, and charity. That is, we must believe in Him, hope in Him, and love Him with all our heart. One thing is necessary. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Seek ye God, and your soul shall live. Psalm 68, verse 33. Be holy, because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Seek ye good, and not evil, that you may live. Amos chapter 5, verse 14. I will show thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requireth of thee. Verily, to do judgment, and to love mercy, and to walk solicitous with thy God. Micaiah chapter 6, verse 8. In all thy works remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 40. He that walketh uprightly shall be saved. Proverbs, verse 20, chapter 28, verse 18. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and shalt serve Him only. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 13. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 10. These then are the things which you shall do. Speak ye truth, every one to his neighbor. Judge ye truth and judgment of peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his friend, and love not a false oath. For all these are the things that I hate, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. All things, therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you also to them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. With fear and trembling work out your salvation. Philip 2nd chapter, verse 12. In your patience you shall possess your souls. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. We should live soberly and justly and godly in this world. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing unto God, your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Strive to enter by the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, shall seek to enter and shall not be able. Luke chapter 13, verse 24, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Good Master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting? Thou knowest the commandments. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 and 19. Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 5 to 9. Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. Be converted to me, and you shall be saved. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Turn to the Lord and forsake thy sins. Make thy prayer before the face of the Lord, and offend less. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 21 and 22. Do penance and be baptized, every one of you. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. Wash yourselves. Be clean, take away the evil of your devices from my eyes. Cease to do perversely, learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge for the fatherless, defend the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder to them that seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. From Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be secure. Believe his prophets, and all things shall succeed well. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 20, verse 20. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. If thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Follow the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and hear his voice. Him you shall serve, and to him you shall cleave. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1, verse 22. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Do you see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only? James chapter 2, verse 24. Go not on the way with a bold man, lest he burden thee with his evils. For he goeth according to his own will, and thou shalt perish together with his folly. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8, verse 18. How long do you halt between two sides? If the Lord be God, follow him. 3 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Arise then and be doing, and the Lord will be with thee. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 22, verse 16. God is not a respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh justice is acceptable to him. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. And the Lord said to Moses, Why criest thou to me? Speak to the children of Israel to go forward. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Act like a man and take courage, and do, fear not, and be not dismayed. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 28, verse 20. He that believeth in the Son hath life everlasting. John chapter 3, verse 36, and 6, verse 47. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him up from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God, not of works, that no man may glory. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Joel chapter 2, verse 32, and Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Give to the Lord glory to his name, bring up sacrifice, and come ye in his sight, and adore the Lord in holy beauty. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 16, verse 29. Do nothing more than that which is appointed you. Luke chapter 3, verse 13. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Luke chapter 12, verse 31. He that shall persevere unto the end, he shall be saved. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and chapter 24, verse 13. How shall we know the things which we are to believe? We shall know the things which we are to believe from the Catholic Church, through which God speaks to us. He left not himself without testimony. Acts chapter 14, verse 16. Who shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness to them? Romans chapter 2, verse 15. He set up a testimony in Jacob, and made a law in Israel, how great things he commanded our fathers, that they should make the same known to their children. Psalms chapter 77, verse 5. The Paraclete shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. John chapter 15, verse 26 and 27. I will give my law in their bowels, and I will write it in their heart. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my paths. Psalms chapter 118, verse 105. We have heard, O God, with our ears, our fathers have declared to us. Psalms chapter 43, verse 2. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. If any man will do the will of him, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. John chapter 7, verse 17. Birds resort unto their like, so truth will return to them that practice her. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 10. The soul of a holy man discovereth sometimes true things, more than seven watchmen that sit in a high place to watch. Ecclesiasticus chapter 37, verse 18. The sensual man perceiveth not these things that are of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms chapter 13, verse 1, and 52, verse 1. The heavens show forth the glory of God, and the firmament declareth the work of his hands. Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, his eternal power also, and divinity, so that they are inexcusable. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, Wisdom chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, last of all in these days hath spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. We see now through a glass in a dark manner. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. And hardly do we guess aright at things that are upon earth, and with labor do we find the things that are before us. But the things that are in heaven, who shall search out, and who shall know thy thought, except thou give wisdom, and send thy Holy Spirit from above? Wisdom, chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the birds of the air, and they shall tell thee. Speak to the earth, and it shall answer thee, and the fishes of the sea shall tell. Who is ignorant that the hand of the Lord hath made all these things? Job, chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak to thee. Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 1. Peradventure thou wilt comprehend the steps of God, and wilt find out the Almighty perfectly. Job, chapter 11, verse 7. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in the clothing of sheep. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. Remember the days of old, think upon every generation, ask thy father, and he will declare to thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7, Job, chapter 8, verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye on the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, which is the good way, and walk ye in it. Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16. He that knoweth God heareth us. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 6. He that heareth you heareth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Luke chapter 16, verse 29. Know also this, that in the last days shall come on dangerous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves, having an appearance indeed of godliness, but denying the power thereof, ever learning and never attaining to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Micaiah chapter 4, verse 2. But above all these things, pray to the Most High, that he may direct thy way in truth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 37, verse 19. We will continue with the Bible Catechism questions on side B of this tape. Please join us when we will take up question number 11.